Chapter 6. I am being allowed to gallop more often. I hate the straps around my face. My mother never dragged me along on a rope. We walk together, most often, side by side. But it is joy to run in the fresh air, and I am grateful, even when it means straps and ropes. Searching for work to earn my daily bread one rainy morning, I followed the scent of bitters and mordants. I knew the smell of a steaming dye pot from my mother's work at home. I tapped on her door, and she opened it, took one look at my thin face, and brought me in to feed me. Her house was big, with dried rushes scattered in a thick layer on the dirt floor. The house was full of threaded looms. There were three small hearths for her dye pots. She needed a lot of help, she said as I ate. She wove on special looms. Several were of a kind I had never seen before. She could weave fabric, woolen and flaxen, heavy and light. She could make anything, but her specialty was something I had never seen before. She made woven saddles, thick blankets shaped to fit a horse's back, and they were beautiful, patterned in many colours. Irishmen often rode without a saddle of cloth or leather. Normans rarely did. Old Bridget had stopped weaving cloaks and lincha and had learned to weave Norman saddles. She was Irish, but none of her customers cared. It was her work they loved.